All right, I'm gonna hit play.
All right. Not to have high hope for living, shooting for the stars and it didn't even get it. Something in the dark, but a person is getting it. Always have high hopes. Am I
that was actually timed up really well.
Fucking perfect. And I'll tell you why. The reason that works so well is because I've been practicing a lot. I've been doing it a whole lot. That's the worst shit on the whole planet, that fucking dance. I guess that's the most relevant thing to happen to music in the last week, I guess. Because we had talked about...
I would agree with that.
We had talked about talking about a bunch of shit on here. And I guess... Okay, welcome to the show, by the way. I don't know how long we've been recording for. But I don't know if it's a show or if I don't know if I've decided to say show or program yet. I haven't decided...
You know, I think it's kind of an arbitrary difference between the two. I think program sounds more like you're on PBS or NPR. Like,
yeah, that is true.
Show is like
program almost Central. Gives some significance to it that maybe is not necessarily owed. Maybe not deserving.
Yeah, it definitely classes up the joint, which we probably shouldn't.
No point in doing that.
Be doing.
Yeah.
So
welcome to the program. What this is the first episode. This is the pilot episode, I feel like whenever you watch a show, like if you're getting into a new show to watch, the pilot episode is always so fucking different than the normal show. And that's ostensibly because, like, they showed it to some executives and they were like, okay, cool, but, like, here's a few changes to make. And then they just write the rest of the show and make those changes. But the pilot of The Office, the American version, is fucking awful. I hate it so bad. It's just the UK version with different people. And I'm not...
I think the good thing about this pilot in particular is that we have tons of execs that are going to be listening to this and giving us a lot of tips
on
things we need to change and what we need to talk about.
We have shareholders that we need to keep in mind. I don't understand.
You're not supposed to bring up the shareholders.
Are you not supposed to bring up the shareholders? I feel like I hear about shareholders a lot.
Not this early, because we're not supposed to have incorporated before the first episode.
Did we sold out already? How sick would that fucking be?
This is the least DIY podcast of all time.
Yeah. I made the Twitter account 35 minutes ago, and we've sold out. Here's an issue. I was planning on telling this story at the end of the podcast, but we can talk about it now.
I don't want to throw you through a loop.
Listen, man. This is a loosey-goosey format. We're just having fun. We're just chatting, shooting the shit, and we're having a good time with our friends. And that's really the important thing. And in preparation for recording this, we'd planned on recording this today. I realized, because I usually at the end of the podcast, you'll have a section where it's like, hey, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. You can shoot us an email right into the show. Just talk. You know what? You'd like plug the shit at the end of the podcast. And I realized if we were going to be recording the first episode, in order to do that segment, I have to have the email account and the Twitter account made so that I know what the name is to say. So I made, and I'm kind of showing my asshole here a little bit, but I just made the accounts. I just made them like 30 minutes ago. So I made the accounts, and I get a text immediately. I shouldn't say immediately, 15 minutes maybe after I make the Twitter account, from a mutual friend of ours who was like, did you just make a Twitter account? And I was like,
When you say mutual friend, do you mean a rhythm guitarist in a band that I'm in?
No, not that. But I will get to that. Yeah, I will get to that. It's not that mutual friend. Our mutual friend texted me. He's like, did you just make a Twitter account? I was like, yeah, I did. Why do you know that? What has tipped you off to that? And he sent me a screenshot from his phone and in his Twitter notifications that said, your contact has joined Twitter. Because I put my fucking phone number in the thing when I made the account. The default way to make the account is to send a text notification. So it sent a notification, like, instead of an email address now, they just want your phone number. So I put in my phone number, yeah, not thinking about it, and made the account. And if it gave me an option to say, I don't want people to see this publicly, I would have clicked it, because I don't want everybody to know about this. I don't want to, like, I think having a podcast is embarrassing enough. I think it's already a bad thing to be doing. But having a brand new podcast has got to be bottom of the barrel things to do in your life.
And because we've discussed this before.
Yeah, but, this is not the first time. I mean, this isn't on a whim that we're doing this. We do have a plan.
We've got a little bit of podcasting experience between the two of us. And we all know that the beginning few episodes of a podcast are guaranteed to suck.
Just like the fucking pilot. It's a callback to the thing we were talking about before. Oh, fuck, shit. That works, dude. Okay. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
The reason I was so the reason start, this man. Is fucking yeah, and the people are going fucking crazy for that too. They're losing everyone listening is losing their minds right now. They're thinking that's a fucking callback to before. They're screaming. Screaming.
It's all downhill from here.
It's gonna get so much. I can't believe how bad it is already, and it's gonna get so much worse. The reason that I bring it up is because he got a notification that said, "Oh, your contact has just joined Twitter." And it sent them a link to our Twitter account. And I was like, does this mean that everybody that's in my contacts list that also has their phone number hooked up to Twitter just got a notification that I have just started a podcast? Not only did they – seeing it in a post is one thing. Having to self-promote on your own about your own podcast that you'd like people to come listen to is going to be embarrassing enough for me. But – the fact that they have all now been notified via a Twitter notification that I have a new Twitter account is my nightmare scenario, I would say. Probably the worst thing that I can imagine happening. Like, my family has Twitter accounts. Like, I don't want them necessarily. I mean, they can, I'm not, you know, whatever. You can listen to it, but, like, you're not going to enjoy it. I don't expect you to. So don't. It's fine if you don't. It's good. Even maybe preferable if you don't, that I can say some bad things on here, you know? But they all got a notification totally, now. And I was
totally
like,
kind of related, but have you noticed a certain mutual friend of ours, an old friend of yours from high school, has had some pretty, pretty interesting tweets going out from his account from like,
How long ago?
Like
recently? Here's the thing. That happens to him all the time. We can't talk about this. I know what it is. I absolutely know what it is. But I have to go roast him for it right now. So okay. You keep talking. I'm going to do a Twitter roast right now.
So
you keep going.
So a friend of ours has a Twitter account. He's got a good amount of followers. And I guess into his Twitter on his dad's. A good amount of followers.
He has a normie amount of followers.
What is it, like 100?
104.
Couple hundred?
Should we say?
Even? 145. Ooh, that's baby shit. Listen, I have more followers than that, and I'm garbage.
Wait, where are they? They're not here.
Oh, he might have deleted them
Did
by
he
now.
Did he already delete
saw them?
Them
pretty recently.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
He logged in to his Twitter on his dad's computer.
Insane
and
move.
His Insane. Dad will frequently retweet, like, pro-Trump or, like, all kinds of like alt-right shit that he definitely does not want to be promoting.
No,
on his personal
and he's
Twitter.
Not that kind of person. He doesn't subscribe to any of that. He hates it.
And so this happened so much that they made his dad a Twitter, and they were like, "Listen,
no fucking way. Are you fucking
to
serious?
Retweet this shit. I'm dead serious.
Can you send me the link? Can you send me the link, please? Can you please find out who it is? I'll text him. I'll text him when we're done. But I'm gonna get his dad's Twitter. Holy shit.
I don't have his dad's Twitter, but his dad still tweets shit out from his account because he's like, I don't have any followers, so no one's going to see this. No one cares what I have to say, so I'm just going to use your account.
That's fucking insane. Can you imagine? honestly, be 100% honest with me. Can you imagine the kind of person that it takes to be visiting at your parents' home and using their personal computer and logging into your Twitter and checking the fucking box that says remember me? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you kidding me? Never would I don't let my I will be honest. I don't let my family follow me on Twitter. And I am sorry if they're listening to this. I don't let them follow me on Twitter. And the few times that they have found me on Twitter, I have soft blocked them. Do you know what a soft block is? I just found out about this like a year ago.
No, I've actually never heard of it.
A soft block is if you block someone and then immediately unblock them. They are not long. They're no longer following you, but they're not going to see that you've like blocked them. So it's almost just like a hey, fuck off. Like I'm not going to block you from seeing my shit, but like I don't want you reading it anymore. You can make people unfollow you basically. So I'm not going to block them on Twitter because it's obvious that I guess now I'm saying it and recording it into a microphone. So now it's extremely publicly obvious. Hey, especially if they got a fucking notification. Well, yeah, and they got a notification to come listen to it.
You have a podcast.
This whole thing that we're doing today is going to be about how bad I've been fucking up all day.
This is a fucking train wreck.
This is so bad. We started recording like 45 minutes after we were supposed to because I have just been screaming into my computer because the thing that we're doing and record the program that we're using to record was not picking up my mic at all, and I was freaking out. Like that's
and we're not going to plug the program that we're using to record because we're not sponsored by them or anything. So we want to leave that open in case there's any other companies that want to come in. Maybe
are you thinking that somewhere down the line there may be like a sponsorship opportunity, and you are like
I'm
preemptively like doing the tape over the logo thing of the beer can. You know what
listen,
I mean?
Have you seen that recently? Not saying that,
like the water bottles
gonna happen.
The normal family who's sitting around drinking water bottles with all of the labels ripped off of them. Are you in? Like, yes. Who's doing that? I hate when I see that in a show or in a movie. It ruins it for me. It absolutely ruins it.
Or like it's just like a can of something and it's just turned backwards. Like everything's just facing away.
Worse is if you know what it is, but the logo isn't on there. Like, okay, that's a fucking Mountain Dew can. Like you're drinking. You don't have to lie about it. It's fine.
Or like when you're watching reality TV and they're like someone like walks in front of the person wearing a Coca-Cola shirt and there's like that split second where you can see like the end of the logo and then it like blurs out.
Yeah, fucking I was going to say this. I had actually thought of this earlier, and this is kind of good because it's a music-related thing. But the thing – like, that ruins TV shows for me outright. Like, I cannot watch them after that. The thing that ruins movies for me all the time is if there's a band playing in the movie, and maybe they have to, like, play a song or something that's unexpected that they, wouldn't have expected to play or something. And the lead guy just turns around and is like, follow my lead. Just follow my lead. And then they do a whole song. What do you mean, follow my lead? Like, I especially hate it if he's like, follow my lead in G. Are you fucking kidding me? You're giving me and I am not at all a music playing kind of guy. I am not smart enough to play.
And so that's where kind of my expertise is.
Right. So I guess maybe more than anything else, I'm running this by you to make sure this is a reasonable thing to think. But when he says, follow my lead in G, do the guys in the band just know what to play? Like, ostensibly, they are improvising then at that point. If he said, follow my lead, and only gave them a key to be playing in, then they're just improvising anything that's usually a song already?
So here's where I stand on this. Because, obviously, have we plugged the name of the show yet?
I actually don't know if we've talked at all about what the show is called or even about. So let's do. Do you want to get that out of the way real quick, or do you want to just finish your?
Go ahead.
We should probably start at the beginning of the thing that I did, at the beginning of this thing that we both can see, the Google Doc. I put a Google Doc together for the show. I didn't want to say that. We should probably start at the beginning. I didn't think to start at the beginning of this. So the show, we were talking about it a little bit, I think. Maybe we touched on it. But the show is called Your Band is Garbage. The program is called Your Band is Garbage.
Yeah, hold on. Program, not show.
And with me today in in the stew. He's in the stew with, we're in the stew. We're kind of in the stew also, is my good friend Robin. I'm assuming it's okay to say your last name on here because you, because you more than likely will be plugging your public social media on this, right? It's we're not hiding this one. This is a public, especially now that maybe everybody knows about it. My good friend Robin Igney. He is a guitarist and a vocalist in a band.
Well, hold on. You said guitarist. I play bass. So
you play bass guitar.
Kind of a.
Oh, Jake plays. Did you lead. Not know Does Jake that play I lead and Keelan plays rhythm? Is that right? And I'm asking this.
Jake is lead.
I'm genuinely asking this because I really don't know the difference between the two. I think I know the difference between the two, but I don't know that for sure that I do.
Well, and here's the other thing is just as a little bit of background for the listener, Jacob actually booked my band for the only show
that
we've ever played.
And that is
He has no idea. He just typed bass into the Google Doc before guitarist.
Now, to be fair, guitarist could also mean bass guitarist. I wasn't wrong, but I wasn't as right as I could have been, for sure.
Anyway, so yeah, I play bass poorly, and I sing even worse, and occasionally scream in a band called The Last Safe Place, based out of a city in Ohio. I guess I can plug that gonna, public on our ship.
Yeah, they would hopefully be they'd be following your ship publicly, hopefully, and like enjoying.
Yeah, hopefully. And I'll plug the socials at the end.
We'll do like we planned. Like we had planned on doing, we can plug the socials at the end and stuff.
Exactly.
But
kind of going off of what you were saying before about the follow me in G.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you kind of have to be, like, at least passable.
Of course. You have to be a pretty decent musician already, right?
You know, what notes are in a key. So typically the way that my band's practice goes is I'll turn to, like, Jake, who actually has some level of talent.
Hey, and actually,
in the same boat.
Maybe coming onto the program as well.
Yeah. We might have them eventually.
Might have the...
But so I'll turn to them and I'll be like, what chords are those? And they'll be like, oh, it's going to be G. And then we're going to go to A minor. And then like, and obvious, these might not even be in a key together. These could be like, I know jack shit about music. And they'll be like A minor and then F sharp minor and then D suspended. And I'll be like, okay, can you give me like, can you point on my fretboard?
Can you just give me the tabs? Is tabs the right word for that?
First string on the five. I can't read music. I can only read tabs.
Tabs is where
it
just is
really bad.
Tabs is where it's like the numbers, right? Like it tells you where your fingers need to be.
It's like it's the number. It's a guide. And like the strings.
Tabs rules. That's the only way I've ever been able to play anything.
Tabs
on a guitar.
Do fucking rule.
That's the only. I'm dead serious. I can't play anything else. I can play some tabs. If they're really
the rest
easy.
Of the band is going to listen to this, and then I'm going to lose my spot.
You're done. Being lead fucking anything. Lead bass guitarist.
Nah.
You're the rhythm bass guitarist.
I'm kidding. They know that I'm trash.
Yeah.
That was a good intro, I think.
That was good. That was a good segue. Have you been practicing, doing monologues in the mirror? Have you been doing bits in the mirror in preparation for this?
No. Not in preparation for this.
Sorry, not to step on your shit. Not to step on your shit.
No,
you do
okay,
you say the thing that you were just about to say.
Going into the, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
All right, well, I'll just do it. The podcast itself and what the purpose of it is. We were going to discuss that. The purpose of this podcast, and obviously, like I said at the top, this is a little bit loosey-goosey. This is the pilot, so it's always a little bit different than the other ones. But the basic premise of this show, your band is garbage. Hey, believe it or not, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's a little sarcastic because the idea here is that we're going to be bringing on some either musicians that are currently or past in bands or at least some music industry, not relevant people, but like that's not the word I'm looking for, but music industry, the music like adjacent fields like photographers, fucking video, sound people, whatever. Whatever it might be. Have them on the program and tell some funny stories about maybe like a behind-the-scenes thing or like a funny story from a show. Maybe while you were recording, something cool happened that you wanted to talk. And just tell a story that you don't think most people know about your band. Talk about why it sucks. That's the basic premise of what we're doing. And your band, like you mentioned, The Last Safe Place, is fairly new. You guys are just kind of kicking it off pretty recently.
Yeah, we've done one show. We've dropped one single. We are working on some demos and stuff right now that are going to find their way out onto the internet, either in like an EP or like a demo tape that goes out on the streaming services and stuff. So I guess I'm doing the thing that I should be doing at the very end of the show where I'm plugging.
Yeah, well, we'll plug more so at the end, but you are.
Yeah, and we've been together for about a year. Our drummer John and I have been playing together for like going on 2 years.
Is that right?
Maybe two and a half.
You guys have been playing together for
now. Yeah,
2.5 or 3 years. That's
been
surprising
while,
to me.
Yeah.
But I guess I haven't lived in the same city as you in some
like,
time.
We started in like late 2017. Just jamming in his bedroom with my unplugged electric guitar and his electric drum kit. And then just slowly have been adding people. We lost a member along the way before we had a name.
Did you?
But kind of settled on. We did. Yeah, we had a guy.
That's news to me. Are you going to say who it was or you don't want to? It's fine if you don't want to. If you shouldn't, it's fine.
He was a cool dude. We had kind of different ideas about what kind of music to play. He was very much more into like indie rock, more like Arctic Monkeys kind of stuff. Okay. Whereas John and I are very much more into like punk rock, pop punk, metal, things like that.
That makes sense. Do you listen to a lot of the easycore? That seems like it'd be right up your fucking alley. You seem like an easycore guy to me.
Define easycore.
What do you mean, define easycore? It's a genre of music. Like Chunk, No Cap, and Chunk.
Okay, I do like
you
Chunk, No
Cap, and Chunk. You are an easycore guy. Are you a ska guy? You're not party enough to be a ska guy to me.
I actually, so this is kind of funny. One of my first favorite
it
bands.
It fucking better be.
So, growing up, I liked, like, NSYNC. Right, because everyone when they're like 5 years old is into whatever popular boy band is around.
I was listening to.
That's
I think
not just.
I was listening to. I think I was listening to Beethoven at the time. Actually, I was listening to something smart.
Okay, yeah, so real fucking classy.
Yeah, I was a smart kid.
So it was like NSYNC, and then I discovered Linkin Park, and then a friend of mine showed me a Christian ska band, like. Right as I was getting real into Jesus,
that band is called 21 Pilots.
No, they're actually they're called Five Iron Frenzy.
That's really aggressive. Was it aggressive?
Yeah,
you said Christian ska.
So some of their stuff was actually like, I mean, it wasn't like hard, but like.
What was that band?
Like 11-year-old me, it was like kind of heavy.
What was that band that
most
was like
of their stuff was just ska?
The band that was like Christian and electro and also like metal. What was that band called? That had a really awful name. Family Force 5. I'm thinking of Family Force 5. Yeah, do you remember them? That's nuts. Oh my god,
bad.
That's nuts to me.
You want to talk
remember
about a
Family
band
Force
garbage?
Band?
Let's talk about Family Force 5.
I will say this. I have seen Family Force 5 play. And I've seen them play because 1 year at Warped Tour, I was there with my now ex-girlfriend. And she really likes that band. She's really into them. And was... Did they break up at some point and then get back together? I don't know. I really don't know anything about them. But they had, I think, maybe either broken up or just stopped playing music for a while. And then had gotten back together and begun playing shows again. And we saw them play live at Warped Tour that year. And they kind of blew me away. They were really fun to watch.
Did it slap?
It kind of slapped.
Was it good?
It was kind of... I don't know. Maybe... I hope they're not bad people. Because me saying that it kind of slapped is going to be really bad if they are bad people. If
right,
they're bad people...
Let's find out if Jacob's getting canceled.
If they're bad people, I was just kidding. But It was a fun show. They were like jumping on trampolines in the middle of their set. It was kind of sick. It was a really, really cool show. Really weird year of Warped Tour.
I'm not
for me.
Seeing any.
No cancellations.
They don't have like a controversy.
If you type
line on Wikipedia,
I'll tell you this.
So
when I find a band that I would like to listen to, and maybe I'm not super familiar with their past or their history, there are some bands that I know about that I have not listened to, just because I haven't gotten around to it and don't really have the interest. Like I know who Queens of the Stone Age are. I can't tell you that I've ever heard one of their songs. Or there's like aside from the really, really popular radio ones, Red Hot Chili Peppers is a band that, for me, I have never typed that into Spotify and been like, I'm going to listen to some Red Hot Chili Peppers today. But normally, if I find a band that I don't know the history of and also don't know anything about their music, and then the music starts to sound good to me and I like to listen to it, I will type band name space accusations into Google and just see if anything comes up. Because if it comes up, I will block them and I will not listen to them anymore. But I feel like an encyclopedia of knowledge about canceled bands. I feel like I know so, and I don't want to talk about them, to be clear. We're moving on from the subject, but I feel like I have an encyclopedia of knowledge. Subject, oh, fuck.
If you have this encyclopedia of knowledge, because I was thinking about this the other day.
Are you going to fucking test
there
me?
There should be, no.
Okay.
There should be a website called Are They Canceled?
Have you seen the Is This Band Emo website?
No.
Oh, there's a good one. Shout out to fucking – I forget who put it together. I think it's Is This Band Emo. I think it's called that. It's just called isthisbandemo.com. Fucking free. Oh, Washed Up Emo. Fucking shouts out. They're so good. Washed Up Emo rules. Follow them on whatever they use. But if you just type a band name into the Is This Band Emo – first of all, it will tell you whether the band is emo or not. But there are some really funny ones in here, and ones that you would not expect to see. Like, I just typed in, that band is not... Dogleg is not in your system? Are you serious? They just put out the hottest banger of 2019. They just put out the hottest single. They got fucking featured on Pitchfork, this DIY band did, because it was so good. Pitchfork fucking sucks.
I typed in my band, which is definitely kind of an emo band.
I know Pitchfork isn't bad. I just said they suck on here.
Pitchfork?
Are they good? I don't know. I really don't. I feel bad if saying that they suck is bad to do. But I feel like every time I visit Pitchfork, it is an article. At least the stuff that's on like the front page of the website is an article about why the only good music anymore is like indie pop and how every album has like a 7.3 on there.
Okay, so their like website, like if you just Google Pitchfork, right?
Yeah.
And it's got like the name of the website and then like their tagline is the most trusted voice in music. Talk shit all you want.
That's you think so? Just for that description, you're willing to just say fuck the whole website is trash because of just that description?
The most trusted voice in music is the cockiest possible thing that you could put as your tagline.
You're not lying. You make good points.
That's like Fox News fair and balanced. Like, come on.
Really good Fox News slam. Really.
Thank you.
It was really bold of you to come out against Fox News publicly on here. That was cool of you.
I like to toe the line a little bit.
And you're kind of virtue signaling as well. So maybe fucking, I actually don't. And I do know what that means. I figured out recently what that means.
Did you?
I did. I found out what virtue signaling is. I didn't know what it was a long time.
Do you remember when, I'm pretty sure it was a tweet that your ex sent out, about virtue signaling, and then I immediately started virtue signaling in the replies.
I vaguely remember this, but I don't really. I don't really. Was I call you out in a joking way, or was I serious about it?
I'm pretty sure you were serious.
That sucks.
This was a couple years ago.
That really sucks. That sucks to do. To say that someone is virtue signaling is so fucking bad. I hate that. If you've ever used the word virtue signaling before in a non-ironic way, and this could be including me, I guess, apparently. Just give up. That's awful to do. That sucks.
Virtue signaling. It's definitely not ideal.
Yeah, what the fuck were we talking about? So we were on the This Band Emo website.
We've been bouncing around a lot.
Okay, so we said the name of the show once at least. We did say the name of the show. We said who you are.
Yep.
And we said we said what your band is and that you're in a band. Okay, we did talk about the purpose of the show. I said why people would want to listen to it because we're going to have people on. Okay, so here's my – okay, next question. Do you, by chance, and it's cool if you don't, do you have a funny story or something from recording that, like, something happened to you guys or something from when you were playing this fucking show, the one show that you have played that was funny? I'm not saying that as a slam on you. That's just, you said it yourself in the intro of your band, so it seems like it's a part of their identity that you've just played.
I said, the one show that we played?
Yeah, you already said that you've only played one show. You made it clear.
And that's not a slam on me by any means. Like, I'm
okay, good. I thought you took it as a slam.
I'm 27 years old. I didn't think I was gonna start doing anything in music until like this past year when things kind of started to pick up and I found this group of people.
But not that other guy. I'm proud.
I'm proud that I've played a show. Like, that's awesome. It's only one show.
It was, I will say. I am biased, and it's fine to say that, but it did rule. It was really good. It was a good show. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Now, we did we sped through our set, and we finished 5 minutes early.
You fucking finished 5 minutes early, and I tried to, like, maybe warn you or something, but you fucking sped through the bitch and finished super early, which is actually fine because you guys the load-off times were, like, off or something, and we needed the extra time, so it was nice. Load in and out times.
So you're welcome.
So yeah, it was actually good that you did that. But that kind of goes back to what you were talking about earlier. I'm doing another callback. Watch this.
Is this another callback?
Watch this. I'm doing another callback to what we were talking about earlier when the guy, if you're in a band and you're playing and you don't know what to play next because you didn't practice anything else or you don't have a set list ready or whatever, and he's just like, follow my lead. Can you turn to – imagine you're playing your first show. Like, you're at the showcase where you played the first show. You're in the middle of the set, and you guys finish up, and Jake turns to you and just goes, follow my lead, and just goes, one, two, one, two. What the fuck are you doing in that situation? Are you serious?
I would immediately unplug my bass with no – like. In, like, the most subtle way possible and just pretend to play the rest of it.
Like, just like you were having...
That is 100% what I would do.
Would you play it off like you were having technical difficulties? Or would you just, like...
I would...
Would you not even pretend? Like, you're just like, I'm not playing anymore. I don't know what to do.
I would wait for someone to turn to me and do, like, the, like, shrug, like, doing the what's going on.
Doing, like, thing...
I can't, like...
They're pointing to their head, and they're pointing to their ears, and they're, like, they're shaking their head no, and they're saying, no audio. Like, they're mouthing it to you, expecting you to be able to read that, I guess.
Right. And then I give a shrug, and I, like, look at my pedals or something to see, like, I, like, step on them and then keep playing, and then nothing would happen. I'd be like, I don't know.
And what, you're hoping
to my cable on the ground.
And you're just hoping the song ends in this time period? Like, how long are you pretending? Are you fumbling through your shit for, like, 3 minutes straight until Jake is done with whatever Jake is doing?
I'm hoping that we can get through the whole song and it doesn't sound awful without bass.
What is he even doing? Like, is he playing a song? You would just improvise. Like, the idea of that is that you're like, you are then improvising, right? Like, those people are supposed to just, like, improvise a bass line. Maybe. I can see it. I can see you maybe improvising a bass line if you know a lot about music. Improvising a drum? Are you kidding? Like, how? How do you know? How do you know what you're
doing? Here's where my musician knowledge is going to come in. So, drums, probably the easiest part to improvise.
You think so? I genuinely don't know. I really don't.
And John is going to hear this and he's going to flip his lid and tell me that I'm absolutely wrong. But most of the time you're going to be playing in 4/4, which is just like the standard, like, time signature for music, and there are a lot of different things that you can do with the drums in 4/4, And, like, your drums don't play notes that have to fit into –
that I guess is true.
Technically they do because you have to, like, tune them. But they don't, like –
you don't have to tune drums.
It's not like you're playing as – yeah, you have to tune drums. What the fuck? It's fucking weird.
Are there different tunings for your drums? Can you tune them to different keys?
Listen.
I don't – so what I was going to say – what I was just about to say is we both – you and I are so stupid about these kinds of things. Like I – and I'm not saying that as like a cover for myself. I'm not making excuses. I know so little about what – goes into making a song whole. I could sit down to write if you sat me
song whole. It just sounded so weird. I'm sorry.
This is going so bad.
Oh fuck.
I just noticed that you wrote suck my ass in the Google Doc. Oh. I didn't plan on editing this, and I don't want to have to. So we have to keep going.
We're gonna push through.
Fuck. Yeah, put it. We were talking about – I don't know what we – I'm done talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
We were talking about the like, improving the song.
Yeah, okay, so, right, like, right, right.
If I were a better musician and if I knew what notes off the top of my head were in G, I could do that. And a lot of the time when we're practicing in the basement, like when we're writing a new song, like – I will watch what like Jake or Keelan is playing.
Yeah.
And then I know where what I need to be doing and I can figure out like I don't know technically what's supposed to sound good, but I can almost like hear it in my head. Like I know that this is going to sound good after this, so I'm just going to do that and not like I'm going to do that because I know that a G is the next like reasonable note that I want this to resolve to. Like I just kind of go.
Yeah.
But when you're on stage, like especially with me having to do vocals and Jake having to do vocals, we're not facing each other on
That's
stage.
True.
So like I can't just like watch where his fingers are going and be like, okay, so he said follow him in G. It's like
does
I,
it
like,
help
to
say the key after? Out. Does that help? So when they so and correct me if I'm wrong. If someone in a movie says, follow my lead, and then doesn't say anything else, that's that's nuts to me. But if someone said, follow my lead in A minor, you'd be like, okay, I can do that. If you were a better musician, that's possible to you, you think?
No, I could probably do A minor. I could probably do E minor.
Now, what's the fucking...
Anything else is going to throw me
What's the difference between them? Are they different key? What's a key?
I'm going to, if I continue to speak out of my ass
they're
gonna
get so
this,
mad at you. Okay,
going,
we'll
I'm
no, we will wait. We'll
band.
Wait until Jake comes on for the video, the right. musical theory talking.
Let's do a whole
I can't
music
believe.
Theory episode where we
there's
ask
no
questions
fucking
and he gets mad at me.
Right, the music. We no, actually, what we can do is we can tell him it's a musical theory episode, and he's thinking that we're gonna be talking about music theory, but really, it's just like, hey, what is a what's a chorus? Is that the same thing as a choir? Like, we're asking him the dumbest fucking questions the whole time, and he's getting actually mad about it. Do you want to fucking?
Oh, I'm so in.
Do you want to talk about the next thing
you
we
know
have?
What? He's gonna listen to this too. So,
do you think he's? I'm sorry. I can't believe I just fucking burped like that. I thought we were gonna try to.
You? That's disgusting.
This is not okay. This is not the first podcast I've ever done. And I'm not referring to the one that you're thinking of. I'm referring to the fact that I was on the mainstream media podcast for a while. I did that with Ricky over there. I don't know
Which,
if
for
they're
the record,
still up.
Had some really good content. If it is still up, I'm going to go ahead and plug specifically the Money in Music
that was good
episode that you guys did.
Yeah.
I mean, That's the only episode that I ever listened to of the mainstream podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
I should have gotten around to more of it. That was the one that happened to be promoted when I was really into podcasts. And it was some of the most insightful shit I've ever heard about music. So I know Jacob keeps saying that, like, we are absolutely stupid.
We're so dumb.
Jacob is actually a very smart and very insightful.
No, I'm not.
There is some good stuff out there. You're not going to find anything good on this show.
My ears are burning over here.
You're going to find some good shit out there.
There, yeah. Are you plugging other podcasts on this podcast? On the first episode of our own podcast, you're plugging. Actually, I will be honest with you. I think that some of the episodes are still out there. We only uploaded them onto SoundCloud and nowhere else, which is not the plan with this show. I'm planning on getting it like on actual like streaming services and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But we only uploaded them to SoundCloud, and we had a SoundCloud Pro account because normal SoundCloud will cap your either time listened or like data or whatever. They will cap you at a certain amount that is like maybe 3 or 4 tracks that you can have publicly available, and you have to pay to do more than that. So we did pay to do more than that, and I did not update my credit card information when it changed. So I think that there's a good chance that that has lapsed significantly to the point where I'm assuming they probably downgraded us back to the original free tier, and you might have 3 or 4 episodes available, and I don't know if that's one of them. If it's one of them, I would say, yeah, give it a fucking listen. Check it out, because that was a really good episode, and I am still blocked by that lady on Twitter, and I hate her a lot still, and I think I hate a lot. I thought about making a segment for this podcast where – and I guess I'm running this by you live on air, maybe. Okay, I thought about making a podcast segment on here where we subscribe to the Our Last Night Patreon and just check up on it every so often and like just see what they're doing, see what they're posting, listen to a song here and there. It's got to be like what? Maybe is it like $5? Is it $5 a month? I don't know. I'm not looking. I'm not going to the Patreon website to look it up. But that's a possibility for a segment on here. Well, we could do that.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
I would like to not give Our Last Night any of our money.
And that's where my head is at as well, which is making this so hard for me. Because I do think it'd be good content.
And obviously, like, I don't want to talk shit on bands in the scene. I think Our Last Night is a
– I fucking do.
Are you serious? I think they work hard. They put out a lot of content. I do agree that they are more of
if you love them
content than they are. No, I don't.
If
I actually,
you love them so much, why
do
don't
not
you
listen to their music?
Why don't you marry them if you love them so much?
Fuck
if
off.
You why don't you marry the band?
I do think that they work very hard. I am not a fan of their music. I think that they're good at putting out content for the people that enjoy their music, but I am not a fan. And I've seen them live a number of times.
That's
and
so like, disappointing.
The only thing, well, it's like when they're like the undercard to like a band that I actually want to see. I guess I have to see
who is taking
night.
Them on tour? Who's taking them on tour? Okay.
So
Two things on that. One, I do not respect them. I do not respect how hard they work. Whatever the thing you just said was, that is probably the normal response, and I'm probably being a dick about it, but I don't respect them because the guy that fronts it is a shithead. He's a piece of shit, and he's said some real nasty shit in the past. Offensive shit.
That's why we need the
fucking – oh, yeah. Like, I got blocked by him because I just – kept responding to all his tweets with like old screen caps of him like saying slurs, and I got shit from other people.
So I'd like to immediately take our response. Our Last Night is the worst band in the world. They've never put out any good content. All of their songs are bad, and they're bad people.
Don't talk with the vape smoke in your mouth. You sound like Squidward in the microphone. You're talking with the vape. You're talking mid vape. You're talking.
Be glad that I've been muting myself every time that I've gone to vape. I've been flipping my microphone up into my headset so that you can't hear it every time.
I will be honest with you.
I had to come out in that moment.
I will be honest with you. I was prepared for the fact that I thought you might get on here and try to vape into the mic. And I was fully prepared to give you shit for it. I was fully ready to be like, stop vaping into the fucking microphone. What the fuck do you think this is? What kind of fucking – and it's a program. It's not a show. It's a program. Do you want to talk about the second, or do you have anything else on that? I'm sorry, I was gonna segue and move on, but do you have anything else on that?
No, I don't. I just, let's not give our last night any more. We have to, you know. That's kind of where
that
I'm
is
at.
A really good point. Is I don't want to give them money then. I we think it would do, be good content. Well, we can talk about
they
it.
They put out so much content on YouTube that, like, we could just talk shit about
their, oh,
like,
shit. You're not wrong. Their YouTube channel their is recent YouTube is public, yeah, and free. I kind of forgot about that.
Well, what's their latest
what is their latest cover? It's probably, can I guess what it is before you tell me what it is? Can I guess what their cover is going to be?
Go for it.
I actually am, so I said that like I would be able to guess it, and I'm realizing that I don't listen to the radio enough to know what they might be covering. So can you give me a hint as to what it might be? Is there a way to give me a hint?
So I'm looking through their latest covers, and yeah. I also don't listen to the radio.
Do you know them? And do you know the songs?
I don't know these songs.
Would I know any of them?
There's one.
Have they covered
Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi?
Who is that?
They did a Shawn Mendes cover. I have no fucking idea.
Who is Lewis?
They have I See Stars and the Word Alive on this cover, so it might actually slap.
And this is where we're going.
And
this is where we're going to disagree.
I said might. This is where we're going to disagree. This is possible.
One of their recent covers was Old Town Road. That does exist. That does happen. There was jokes about the fact that would probably happen. Let me ask you this. Yeah. I am not surprised to hear that they covered Old Town Road, actually, because that's like, what, like the most successful song of all time now, or whatever it was. Like it held the record for like the longest something. I'm not at all surprised to hear that they covered that. But have they covered Panini by Lil Nas X yet? The second song that he's transitioned to pushing now. Which, for the record, I like Lil Nas X. I like his music. I thought his EP was really good. I thought he was really good.
It was very good.
And his Twitter is...
And I'm not...
His Twitter is borderline bad, but it is still good to me. It is the borderline of bad.
There's some content on there that's
It's
good.
A little bit normie for my taste, but, like, it's good. It's not that bad.
It's top-tier normie content.
That is absolutely right. It's the best normie Twitter you can follow. Which I guess – I don't know how he became a normie Twitter, because he was like a tweet-decking guy, right? That's how he did it. He was one of those like Twitter accounts that you see get retweeted all the time for like stealing jokes and stuff. Isn't that right? Is that what he did?
I don't know.
I'm not speaking.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
So my favorite thing that Our Last Night does on their covers, because we're going to keep talking shit.
We're fucking – I guess we just have a segment about Our Last Night now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or at least on this episode.
My favorite thing that they do is they'll put the title and the artist from the actual, like, song. So it's like Lil Nas X - Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
And then parentheses, Screamo cover by Our Last Night.
So it's just
who
they
uses
say
the word screamo in 2019.
So they're still clickbaiting, like, is what you're saying? They're still doing the clickbait.
They're still
thing?
5 months ago. So
I mean, they're
June
like a decent sized band. They're a decent sized band with like a YouTube channel that is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's established. Like they are a YouTube creator. Like, they get paid for making YouTube videos. You know what I mean? Like,
they get, like, a million views on almost every one of their videos.
And they're still doing... Like, do you think they need to be doing the clickbait thing? Is it normal that they're doing the clickbait thing?
I think that they're not going to get 1.4 million views on their Old Town Road cover unless they clickbait it.
Hey, you don't get 1.4 million views on your Old Town Road cover without making a few enemies. Do you remember from that movie from a few years ago? The Social Network movie? Do you remember that? That was the poster with Jeff. And I didn't see the movie. So I don't know. I don't know.
I did. It was actually...
Was it good? I've heard it's really good.
It was...
But I don't...
It was really good until you, like, skip ahead to the It didn't age well with all the Facebook shit.
I was gonna say, does it make Mark Zuckerberg out to be like a cool guy?
It does a really. If that was the goal, they did a really bad job.
How does it make him out? Does he seem like an? I mean, like, is his character like an asshole in the movie, or is he like?
I think he was like supposed to be kind of the good guy of the movie, but he definitely came across as an asshole
because like he is in real life.
Partially because Yeah, because what's the name of the guy that played him?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, because Jesse Eisenberg is, like, I like a lot of his movies, but he, I don't think he's ever played a genuinely likable lead character.
You didn't like him in Zombieland? I liked that movie. I liked it the first few times I watched it.
I liked Zombieland. I don't think that Jesse Eisenberg's character contributes. He's like Michael Cera. He doesn't do anything notable except being like the everyman, you know?
Did you know Michael Cera?
He doesn't do that very likably.
He was in the new season of Twin Peaks. Did you know that? They gave him a role on that show for one shot. They gave him a role on that show. He's in there one time. It's basically a cameo. He's just in there
as himself, right?
He's not as himself. That's why it's not a cameo because he's not playing himself, but it might as well be just a cameo because he plays the son of two characters from the original two seasons that like were in love, and I don't remember if they got married or if they were just dating by the time the show ended, but they were like their romance was a side story in some way, and they had a kid, and obviously 25 years went by, so like they got old as shit. And they have a kid now who's like a young adult / teen. And Michael Cera just shows up and is their son. And he's got like a fucking shitty mustache like mine. And is wearing like a leather jacket and is on like a motorcycle. And is just like, hello, I'm back. And they like, you think he's going to be like a big part of the show. And then he's just never in it again. He's not in another shot of the show. He's in there for one fucking shot. And they give him a whole fucking character that's not... If you're going to have Michael Cera in your show, so, just have him be Michael Cera. I don't get it.
The question is, did he pull off the, like, pulling up on a motorcycle with a leather jacket? Or was he just, like, Michael Cera pulling up on a motorcycle?
So that is actually kind of tough to explain. Have you seen Twin Peaks and do you know about what it is? Or know
I know absolutely nothing about Twin Peaks.
It's by David Lynch, obviously. And do you know that he is sort of notorious for making crazy, wild shit all the time?
And we are now a TV podcast. Program is garbage.
Your program is garbage. But do you know? So David Lynch is the director of it, and he is into some crazy shit, crazy like meaningful side shit, and he makes the show. That's the original show that airs in, like, the 80s and 90s or whatever, whenever the fuck it was. The original one is, like, almost a satire or a parody. It's a serious drama, but there is also a lot of comedy element to it. And then there is also a lot of satire of, like, the soap opera as a genre. Like, as a genre, it is parodying the soap opera. And all the time in the first two seasons, they cut to, a character's TV and they're watching the same soap opera like that the whole town watches. That's a fake soap opera. And it's like mirroring the show as it goes. So it's very well done. I'm a big Twin Peaks head. I really like the show. It's very, very good.
And we're not at all sponsored by Twin Peaks either.
And this podcast is sponsored by Showtime Movies is who's sponsoring today. Cause they might make a fourth season. But in the new season, the third season, which came out 25 years later, they make it a parody of, like, it's a parody of revival shows. So, like, it's almost – he's in there as, like, a character for 1 second, and I'm almost positive David Lynch did it that way on purpose as – he's, like, doing a bit in the middle of directing. He's just like, it would be funny, and it would be a play on the revival genre if I have a character come in with a very well-known actor to play a character that could be a very well-known character on the show, and instead of doing anything with him, I give him the opposite character to what he actually is. We have him do nothing for the entire show, and he's in there for one scene. Like, he does bits in the middle of directing. It's so weird.
And that's a good bit. If I had to pick one actor to be in that bit, it would be Michael Cera.
And to answer your question, yes, he did pull it off. It's Michael Cera with a shitty mustache and a motorcycle and a leather jacket. And he looks cool as fuck. He looks cool. He looks good. But it's wild.
Well, I'm
it's very good. It's very good. Yeah, look up Michael. Let me see if I can see, because I've got the desktop audio on my end. Remember how I said I didn't have anything planned, but we can pull it out if we need to? I'm going to see if I can find the Michael Cera scene in Twin Peaks.
Here's the thing, though. Do you think we'll get copyright claimed for that? Oh my fucking god.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
He's wearing the like paperboy cap from like
Oh my god.
1920s and a leather jacket that says Wally.
Let me fucking He plays so his last
I'm
name
fucking dead.
His name is Wally in the show and his last name is Brando. Wally Brando. And look at it, what did you search on YouTube?
What I didn't you search YouTube. I just Google searched Michael Cera Twin Peaks.
Do me a favor. Go to YouTube. This is I don't know if this is good for the podcast, so I'll say it really quickly. Go to YouTube really quick and just type in Michael Cera Twin Peaks. And the first result is going to be the actual cameo scene that I will probably play here in a second. And then the second result is a shot that is going to blow your mind. The second result is going to blow your mind. That's a person. Okay. So I think this is going to work. And this is only going to work if we do it the first, whatever. This is fine. I'm going to put this on really quick and see if it'll play and we can hear it. I know you're not going to be able to hear it, but I will put the audio on and just see what his character says.
I heard he is ill. I came to...
What the fuck?
...to my godfather and extend my best wishes for his recovery.
He's playing like a cool character. And it kind of works. All right, that's all that I'll play. We're going to move on from that. I can't be playing.
I'm going to say that it doesn't work.
Well, because it doesn't work.
Michael Cera doing a voice.
Of course. Right, but it does not work in an actual sense. But it works in the fact that that's a bit. He's doing a bit in the middle of it. Is that not insane? He's doing a joke while directing. He's doing a bit. He did another one. We have to move on from Twin Peaks. We're done talking about Twin Peaks. Okay, you've never seen the show.
So here's what we've got so far as the flow of the show and future segments.
I forgot we're recording a podcast. Oh my god.
We've got the Twin Peaks segment and then I guess the plugs at the end. Do we have anything else that we're gonna do?
Hey, plugs, you talking about your fucking hair, buddy?
Fuck off. I have beautiful hair.
I thought that was good. I thought that was something. Is that – that's something. There's something there.
All right. Should we get into this main story that we wanted to talk about?
Can I be honest with you? We have been recording for an hour. Do you want to talk about that?
I think that – I don't think that we've done nearly enough music stuff yet. I think we could talk about this for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why don't you say what the bass
– I know you said that you might have to go here shortly.
I got plenty of time. You do your thing.
All right.
Open it up.
Well, you were the one that wanted to talk about this. So
can you fucking open it? All right. I'll open up the story. We were going to talk about the fucking – I think it was a podcast that he was on. In the third episode of Crank's Inside Track podcast has newly been released. Newly as of the beginning of this month. So it's a little old. But released in Focus on the Horizon, Ultimate Downfall of the Vans Warped Tour, which ran for 25 years. Podcast features interviews with the festival's founder, Kevin Lyman, as well as various artists and staff who took place in the tour over the years. So Warped Tour, as we, I'm assuming, all know, is no longer. And they're not doing it anymore.
What?
Just breaking the news.
What?
Breaking the news like Warped 3 years late on. And this is an exclusive. This is an exclusive. Warped Tour is over. And Kevin Lyman was on this podcast. Shit. And he said
Not this podcast. Another podcast.
Can you fucking imagine if we got Kevin Lyman on this podcast? He would.
What would we even say to Kevin Lyman?
I don't think I would want to talk about music. I think I would do what we've been doing today and just talk about like a movie or something to fucking throw him for a loop. First of all, I don't think I would have Kevin Lyman on this podcast. If he asked me to be on the podcast, maybe I don't think I would invite Kevin Lyman on this podcast. And I say that as someone who has zero listeners of the podcast so far. We're recording the first one, so we don't have any yet. We have a Twitter follower.
And we do have one Twitter follower.
We have a Twitter follower because it sent out a fucking notification to all of my contacts that we have a Twitter now, so he followed. And thank you for following. And I don't know if he wants his name said, so I won't say it. I'm sure you can find out if you dig hard enough. I'm not gonna say it, but I won't say it. But thank you for following it, even though you have not heard it yet, and you don't know what it is, I guess. If I had Kevin Lyman on, I would not be. I don't think I would be nice to him. I think I would not be nice to him. For reasons that I would also not be nice to him for the things he says in this interview. he sucks, dude. He's Kevin Lyman, and I didn't realize this until very recently. He's like the ultimate fucking, he's a boomer mindset guy. He sucks. He has got brain disease that makes him a dumb old man. And that sucks. Because I thought Kevin Lyman, for like years, was a guy that I looked up to and was like, damn, how does he pull all this shit off? And it fucking sucks to find out. It's the same feeling that I have about Jim from The Office. Do you know? I don't know the actor's name off the top of my head. He's in Jack Ryan now, the Amazon show that's about like how the CIA is good. Have you seen that? Have you seen it? I haven't seen the show, but I've seen pictures of the show. But you are aware of it.
I've seen like promos for it.
Yeah. There's so many interviews of him now he's just like, it's just Jim, and it's impossible to see him as anything but Jim from The Office. That's all he can do. I mean, despite his best efforts, he will not be of anything to me other than Jim from The Office. And there are so many interviews.
He was good in that
now.
One scary movie, but that was it.
The one about they can't the talk or they... whatever? A Quiet Place, is that what it was called? We're talking about movies again. We're talking about movies. Oh, fuck. All right. But I will just say, to finish that thought, it is incredibly weird to see all these interviews of Jim from The Office just being like, I love the intelligence community and the police, and they're the real heroes, and we should love and support them. It's so fucking weird to hear him say all that.
He's a fucking cop.
He's a fucking cop. Jim from The Office is a cop now. And it's the same feeling I fucking get reading Kevin Lyman talk about this shit. Because he is such a fucking dumbass boomer piece of shit that he talks all this shit on bands that have been doing it right. Like, obviously, we miss modern baseball. I miss modern baseball more than I miss my parents. And I moved to a different city. And that is a joke in case they happen to listen to this. I'm very sorry to say that.
And they will because they...
They might listen to it. They got the notification. They might... What I'll do is I will soft block them on the show account. I'll soft block them on that Twitter account so that they will not be able to see our posts. Yeah, double callback. Absolutely. This is some high-level fucking podcasting that you're getting.
It really is. We're good at this.
Well, and now that sounded too serious. You have to say it and that it's a joke. But okay, back to the Warped Tour thing. He fucking starts talking about how like the bands got. He didn't say they got worse. And then the bands changed. But I realized I was getting older too. My peers weren't touring with me anymore. The Bad Religions and those bands who were my friends. So obviously, I don't think anybody would disagree that being able to start a tour like Warped Tour and just like, I mean, like you said earlier, I have booked exactly one show. You have played exactly one show. They are the same show. It fucking feels nice to be able to do music with, like, your friends. And, like, whether you're playing it or putting it on, like, helping people experience it, whatever. It rules to be doing that. It's so good. I've done it the one time, and I would like to do it so much more. It rules. It would be so fucking sick to start a podcast. Or not a podcast. Fucking starting a podcast is trash. Starting a tour, and it just being full of your friends. And imagine that becoming Warped Tour. Like, imagine your tour does so well that you just start with your friends, that it is, like, the definitive fucking music scene, cultural event every year for 25 years or whatever. That's so cool to me. That's why I liked Kevin Lyman a lot as someone that I would, like, look up to very much. But then fucking to hear him talk shit about, like, he name drops bands on here. He names Bouncy Composure, La Dispute, Touche Amore, specifically, like I said, modern baseball. He specifically talks shit about them and says, well, the tour failed because they didn't want to play the tour. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you remember when modern baseball was getting ready to break up and they were touring? I don't know if you were following them at this time or if you hopped on late. I genuinely don't know. I don't want to make assumptions.
I was following them at that time because they played Lollapalooza. I saw them at one of the biggest music festivals. Yeah.
Modern baseball played a side stage at Lolla. You brought me a shirt. I remember that. You brought me a t-shirt that
all,
I still
I
have
so
and wear.
Fucking trashed.
I still wear
I
that t-shirt.
I was so trashed during that show that I don't think I remember
That's
most
wonderful.
Of it.
You sat, it was, they played it like it was, 1 p.m., right?
Yeah, they played it like 1 p.m. So obvious, I was trashed at 1 p.m. I drank a whole bottle of wine immediately before walking to the festival and seeing modern baseball.
I'm off the booze recently. I'm off it. I haven't had it.
Oh, I'm proud
I'm
of
off
you.
The booze. I have not drank since our mutual friend's thing that we went to.
Damn. Nice. No, so, like, obviously, like, I don't think that the issue is that they didn't want to play festivals, because obviously, yeah, they, like, they're playing one of the biggest festivals in the United States. Like, that's huge. But he's saying on here, like, I think they could have been one of the most massive bands. Like, they get caught up in their own bullshit. I felt like they wouldn't break out of their shell. The way that he talks about bands is he talks about his peers. Like, he specifically uses the word peers.
Yeah.
About, like, Bad Religion. And then everyone else is a younger band.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
So he's already drawing this divide between, like, people that he respects and people who are younger and don't respect him and blah, 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 and whatever. Like,
yeah. When he says caught up in their own whatever, I don't remember what the word was. When he says that Modern Baseball, yeah. Bands like Modern Baseball get caught up in their bullshit, what he means by that is not wanting to play on the same stage as, like, a rapist or, like, a sex offender or, like, whatever. Do you remember that he fucking let, like, what is this, 1 year before he says this, or, like, 2 years? Before he says all this shit, he let Front Porch Step play a show of Warped Tour. Do you fucking remember that? That is an absolutely, I mean, at the time, obviously, it was, like, the most insane thing that anyone's ever done. But to say that, and then to come and say this about a band like Modern Baseball, the reason I brought up, I didn't know if you had been fans of them near the end, is because they played a show, or a tour that was, like, one of their last headlining tours before they broke up. They had, like, a phone number set up that you could just get in touch with them. I don't think it was their phone number. I think it was, like, a Google Voice or something that you could call. And if you were, like, being harassed, or if there's something not going right at the show, or if you, like, needed to talk to somebody and be, like, in a safe space, they had, like, safe spaces at all their shows, I think. I don't know if that's for sure or if I'm remembering that wrong. But they had, like, specific places where you can go if you felt uncomfortable at their shows. And they had a line for you to call to get in touch with them, for them to get in touch with venue security. And it, like, went straight to the tour manager or something like that. Just to make sure everybody at your show feels comfortable and has a safe place to listen to music. And to then turn around and say that that's getting caught up in your own bullshit is fucking bonkers to me. That kills me to hear him say shit like that. That is, to me, one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. And to say, and he said, he thinks they have a superiority complex because they don't want to, like, eat catering next to a guy that says slurs for a living. Like, that's insane to me. I don't fucking want to either. Like, that's awful. That's an awful thing to do. I can't imagine being on a tour with a band like, and I'm going to say it, I'll fucking say Attila. He calls out Attila by name as well in the article, so I'm not fucking saying anything, you know, new here. But he's ostensibly saying, yeah, Attila is doing it right. Attila is doing a good job as a band, and a band like Modern Baseball is doing it wrong. What the fuck? Modern Baseball has, in their absence, become a fucking icon in this community. Like, Philly is a music town partially because of that band. Maybe that's really ignorant to say. I'm also very stupid if that's dumb to say. I don't know music history as well, but they were a fucking huge part of that. I don't think you would argue that. Maybe you can argue that. I don't know. I'm not smart about music.
I think bands have been doing the DIY thing for a really, really long time. Obviously, like, a lot of local scenes have bands that have been, like, self-producing, self-recording. Yeah. Like, but Modern Baseball was one of the, because I don't know how they were DIY for a little bit. They were DIY up until Sports, right?
The Sports. They recorded Sports in their high school, like, music room.
Yeah,
they recorded that out.
Right.
They were, I think, signed when they released "You're Gonna Miss It All." I think.
Yeah. And if they were signed, it was definitely on a label.
And if they were signed, it was like, not like Rise. It was like, you know. It was like a smaller label.
Yeah.
And like to say that's what they're doing, to say that them being a band that values their morality and their desire to not work with specific people that, like, they don't want to tour on the same stage as a literal rapist? Not Attila. I'm not saying that. the front porch step thing. I'm going back to that. He let him play a Date of Warped and wanted modern baseball to be playing at the same time, and they're like not cool with that, and you then turn that around and say that's getting caught up in your own bullshit is fucking awful. That's an awful thing to say. It's so disappointing. It's like going to, and this is timely because it's coming around the fucking corner here, Thanksgiving. It is like going to Thanksgiving and like your family member that you used to like look up to really, really bad is a big Trump guy now. Or like your cool uncle or something like becomes a Trump guy. It's so fucking disappointing to like have a positive reaction to something and then be like, oh, actually that's extremely negative now. They actually have ruined themselves with, they've ruined their brain with being old. It's a disease. Brain, you have old brain disease, I think. It's fully a disease now to have old person brain. And there are young people that have old person brain. But it's...
So, one of my uncles recently... he's always been kind of a contrarian. He used to argue at, like, every Thanksgiving with my dad and my grandpa. And, like, all he would do is just, like, counter everybody's points. And be like, well, have you thought about this? Just to, like,
yeah,
add fire or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But he, it's kind of the same thing where like he was like really cool when I was younger. Now, like, I don't know. He's just like, as you get older, you start to like see the cracks in like the people that you looked up to, you know? Yeah. And I think Kevin Lyman is a really good example of that as a guy who, like you said, so many people looked up to. And then now he's talking about all this bullshit.
Yeah, and like he's where was this quote? I was just reading this quote. And I'd be I said one, it will eventually hurt your career because you're going to be playing to the same people all the time. You need to come and sing right next to a band like Attila because their fans are going to grow out of whatever they're saying and maybe starting to your lyrics and gravitate to you. I don't think that's a right sentence. Maybe I read it wrong, but I don't think that's a sentence that makes sense.
Just a dumbass.
Right. This is probably maybe a word-for-word transcription of what he said, and he's just not a very smart individual. But imagine modern baseball saying, I don't want to play shows for the kinds of people that would listen to Attila, and for him to be like, oh, you're going to just thumb your nose up at their money? Like, their money's not good to you? And he's taking money from them to, like... You know, do merch and shit or whatever. He's making money off of them by having the tour. Here's my question. It got canceled or whatever because they can't make any money. But everybody fucking goes to it. Like, everybody goes to it every year, no matter if it's good or not. I shouldn't say everybody goes to it, but, like, you know, fucking people that, like, want... Maybe there's a few bands on it that are good. And, like...
Yeah, and I would have kept going to Warped Tour until I...
Yeah.
Didn't know any bands on the tour.
And, like, how, like, is he...
Had Warped Tour stayed around, I don't know.
He's just not making money on it based on the scope of it? Is that what it is? He's just not making money because he has a bad business plan that he waited... he just did the bad business plan for 25 years? 40 years? What was it? How long did it go? 25 years, I think. Like 26 years-ish, right? Because they were ending it at the same time that they were doing, like, anniversary stuff. But... He had a bad business plan for 25 years and just continued to lose money. And then instead of changing the business model, you just ended it?
He says at the end of this interview that it didn't have anything to do with money, that it wasn't feeding his soul and his heart as much as he was putting into the tour, that it wasn't...
That's the shit that you say when you don't want to say that. Here, you know, honestly, what it feels like, and I think he kind of alludes to it somewhere in the transcription here, it feels like he is just saying, I did not like getting bullied on Twitter every time I did something wrong with my tour, and so I ended it. It legitimately sounds like he's saying that. He says, I got very frustrating around 2017. I was challenged by the fractured fan base. He says it twice. I'm not just saying that. I'm not fucking up. That's his fuck
up. It's in there twice.
The sense of community and what I got involved in this for and what brought me into punk rock that said, you know, it's changed this much. Maybe it's time for me to wind this thing down. So when he posted either a tour lineup with bands that people did not like, and then they said, hey, I don't like these bands. Can you book bands that are better than this? And he, like, a guffaw. Like, what do you mean? These are the best bands. And then when he does bad shit with his tour, like, allow a rapist to play a set during an event that he used to gather children for him to do illicit sexual things with, you allowed that person to play a date of your tour. And then when people come to you on social media and say, hey, that sucks really bad and you shouldn't be doing that, and then he is going to turn around and say that the fact that actually you are all the ones that are actually mad. I'm not even mad. I'm fine. I don't care. He's doing the thing where you're like, I'm actually not even mad about it. You're the one that's actually mad because you're talking to me about it. You're pissed off and it's funny to me. He's trying to act like he's trolling. I don't get it. I don't know.
I think the biggest thing is that he talks about how times have changed, and specifically 2017, as most people who are listening to this probably know, is right when the Me Too movement started.
I don't want to fucking talk at least about Me Too shit on here that much, but you go ahead.
We don't have to.
I'm not saying stop.
Yeah. So I don't want to get into it, but that's right around when that was happening. There's a lot of stuff that happened in the scene. And yeah, it would get hard to run a tour with that going on and to book, you know, try and book the least problematic bands. But then you just book the least problematic band. Like, that's just what you do.
Yeah, you just have to deal with it.
Keep bringing out Front Porch Step and, you know, we have our own opinions on Attila. But if Attila is fracturing your base, then don't invite Attila.
Stop fucking bringing – if bands that you are asking to play your tour because you think they are good bands – start coming to you and saying, hey, I don't want to play your tour because you have specifically booked this other band. Even like aside from any morality thing, as a businessman, you still book that band? You still continue? You double down on booking Attila and the same type of thing? You double down on your shitty decision when people come to you and say, hey, I think you're making a bad decision. And you would like these bands, I guess, because you've asked them to play, assumedly, and they've said no. You're not worried about the quality overall going down when you make a decision like that? And then you want to turn it around and make it a fucking I get bullied on Twitter for my decisions thing? It's the same attitude that fucking, and I will really do my best to not make this political, because I'm very dumb on a lot of things, but it's the same strategy that people on the right use to try to justify their fucking they don't try to justify their own shit that's evil. They just say that everybody else is also evil. They're just like, well, everybody else is corrupt and, like, mean and hates everybody. And, like, it's cool. To me, I would maybe argue that not everybody is shitty. Not everybody sucks and has awful opinions. But, like, he just thinks that everybody's opinions besides him are bad because he's been doing a tour for 25 years. When all you did at the beginning of this, admittedly, is just book a bunch of your friends to play and people came out to see it because you were friends with good bands. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know how he thought this was going to come off in a positive light at all. It's insane. And maybe I'm dwelling on it too much because he's just an old man with boomer mindset and, like, there's nothing you can do about it. It can't be helped. That fucking sucks. That's how it is today. Like, he just has boomer mindset, and it's over. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Sorry. Hey, sorry. I'm just stupid. He's stupid now. That's all he has. That's it.
The comments on this article that fucking you pissed are amazing.
Oh, no. Are there comments enabled on this?
A guy says, basically, people are just getting meaner. I guess social media has a lot to do with
this. He's restating the article.
Right.
People have always been assholes, mostly. Social media is just a magnifying. Yeah. Social media is just a magnifying glass for it all. I don't think so. I do think that, like, there have always been, like, racist, shitty people. And there are people with bad opinions. They do exist. But social media has also, like, yes, it has amplified those things a little bit. But it's also, like anonymity is such an insane thing to me that has just done so much to, like, ruin our world. The internet has ruined our world, dude. We should not – when we gave the old people Facebook, it ruined the world. It really, when we showed them – when you thought you were, like, mean cute, showing your mom how to tag a photo on Facebook fucking 10 years ago or whatever, we fucking ruined society when we did that. That's insane. That's an insane thing to think about. Whatever. Fucking.
Yes, definitely not. We're definitely not an ideal place.
All right. I don't.
Do you want to talk about this other piece about the revival, or do we want to save that?
Oh, fucking. I don't know. I don't want to talk. I'm pissed off. Now I'm in a bad, not a bad mood, but now I'm like mad. I'm mad at the boomers now, and I think if we do talk about, why don't we do this? I am going to be as quiet as possible while you very briefly explain what is happening in the second article, because if I dive into it too much, I will get really pissed off really quickly, and I don't want that to be episode number one. So I'm going to bring it back down a little bit.
All right, so you cool off, and then I'll read things that make you mad, and then we'll end.
Yeah,
and that's pretty what's going to happen. If you could give some loud humps in the background, or like, oh, come on.
I'll think like a
jeer as I'm...
Hey, are we... Come on. Are you serious with this?
Yeah.
How was that? Perfect. Was that good? Awesome. Perfect. Sweet.
All right, that was really good. Just keep rolling with that attitude.
Oh, my God. So, the parental advisory thing is pissing me off. Oh.
Did you... Jesus.
They play with the fucking parental advisory backdrop. That sucks. They know. He knows. He knows he's doing it, too. I didn't even see that part. That's the worst. Oh, it's worse.
He knows he's doing it. Whatever. We've spoken a little bit about Attila. For those of you who don't know, Attila is I would say, metalcore band. They started off a little bit heavier, more like deathcore, and then realized that they could get a lot of fans by talking about partying and having sex and doing drugs.
And then just saying, like, all of the slurs, right?
Basically offensive shit. Yeah, they used the other F word.
I just realized I wasn't talking into the mic.
They stopped doing that.
Did you hear me? Can you hear me when I'm all the way back there? Can you hear me?
I barely hear you.
All right, cool.
I can kind of hear you. But that's really good for your, like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a good – all right, I got it. Perfect.
Yeah. So they have said some problematic things in the past. They've used the other F word.
And they doubled down on them. Is that right? And they've continued to say that they're correct to say. That's right?
I don't know for sure. I know that they haven't said it since the album that came out about that life. I think came out in 2014. They said it again on the album that came out right after that. But then they kind of cooled down their use of that particular slur and mostly just use a lot of other offensive language to get a rise out of people. Their stance is more that they do it purely for entertainment value, that it's not like a, like, they're just trying to get
it's
a rise
ideological
out of people
in any way. They're saying it's not serious. They're saying it's jokes. It's irony.
Right. They're literal, like,
you're actually the one that's mad about it.
Talked about line is suck my fuck. Like, it's
okay.
It's not high quality content. But the lead singer of Attila, who has done a lot of different business stuff in the past, he's launched a label, all kinds of stuff, constantly posts on his social media his, like, multiple Lamborghinis and his, like, giant mansion that he had in Florida and, like, imported palm trees that he planted in his yard. Like, big time rich sack of shit, kind of.
Such a bad. I hate everything about him. Every single thing about him I hate.
He said that he has a plan. He wants to bring back Warped Tour. Not only does he want to bring back Warped Tour, he wants to set up a meeting with Kevin Lyman. He has created a business plan and a setup that's going to be it's going to make money for the tour and it's going to make money for the bands. And this is my favorite part, is that he says, "I want to prove to the world that rock isn't dead." And that is the most boomer line in the entire fucking world.
I hate this.
Because, like,
I fucking hate
rock,
this so much.
Obviously, rock isn't dead. Like, obviously, like, Five Finger Death Punch is selling out arenas to, like, skinhead tattooed.
Is that real?
Up,
are they selling
punch.
Out arenas? Are you serious? Five Finger Death Punch is doing
Five
that?
Five Finger Death Punch is huge.
Are you serious?
That's
like, successful?
Shitty covers. They are extremely
the other
successful.
Band is doing successful shitty covers that we talked about before. That's another callback. We're so
obviously,
fucking good at this. We're so good at this.
It's
God damn.
And, like, I mean, you think about a lot of the festivals that have here, you've got, like, Louder Than Life in Louisville. That's like they have Metallica booked for two nights next year. You've got like Sonic Temple, which was the revived. Yeah, Sonic Temple's doing the same thing. It's the revived Rock on the Range. Yeah. They've got Metallica for two nights doing two different sets.
What are
so
those,
like,
what? Okay, never mind.
Obviously, rock isn't dead if these bands are able to sell out stadiums and parks and like big ass festivals. Like, I don't know. I fucking hate that line so much.
I don't like
it. There are bands that I actually, there are bands that I respect that, that say shit like that. Like, I actually really enjoy Beartooth.
No, I don't think it's been bad, really bad recently, but I feel where you're coming from. I think so. I think there are reasons for it. I think it's been really shitty.
I didn't mind. I think that they've just kind of rehashed a lot of the old stuff. I don't want to get too into Beartooth, but
yeah. Did you listen to Wage War's new album?
Yeah.
It sucks really bad. That's really bad.
It sucks really bad.
It sucks really, really bad.
Like, Wage War was, like, the band.
Yeah, that's so disappointing.
That, like, a lot of people thought was going to...
That was
like,
going to be their next up.
I use Reddit a lot, and, like, the metalcore subreddit has been, like...
That sucks.
It's really bad, but they talk about Wage War a lot, or did up until this album came out, and then everyone collectively agreed that we're just going to pretend Wage War doesn't exist
that
anymore.
That sucks. That's really bad.
But... Anyway, so Rock's not dead. Warped Tour, I mean, I don't think that Warped Tour in its
current form
in
is
its
dead
state. Yeah, I think that you and I both went to Sad Summer Fest.
Mayday
Parade that put that on.
No, that was the main,
and
that was the main thing.
It was the main,
that was their thing.
But Mayday Parade was on the tour.
Yeah, they
right.
Were. Yeah,
yeah. So. The main put on Sad Summer Fest, which brought in a lot of these bands that I'm assuming are those young bands that Kevin Lyman is talking about, people like Mom Jeans, that was a good format of like a rehashing of Warped Tour,
sure.
But the good parts of Warped Tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the not Monster Energy stage where people are passing out because Attila fans are moshing too hard. Like it had like the – I think that you can kind of fracture Warped Tour into these are the sad bands and these are the heavy bands.
For
and
sure.
Do more tours like that are less – problematic and not as hard to run, and
I think
that the world has lost something with Warped Tour going away, but I think it's gained potential, and it's just there's more.
I think people have gained an understanding
of
it.
Tour that you can go on.
People have gained an understanding of what was good and bad about it, and I'm glad that there is somebody that is doing a tour which is just the good things now. Because there was a lot of stuff that's just the bad things. I don't know. I think with this one, I think I kind of wrap that up. I think that there are a lot of, like you said, there are the good and bad parts of Warped Tour. And I think if he wants, I don't even like saying his name because I think it's stupid. I think if the Attila guy wants to have Warped Tour and he wants all the bad parts, he can just fucking have it. I don't think it's not worth salvaging at this point. We've got a million other things. Go to a fucking house show. Go to a fucking fest that someone books locally to you. Support the bands. Look out for bands that aren't asking for your money just to come see them play. Those are the bands that you're going to get really attached to and enjoy. And I think if you spend too much time worried about what the fucking Attila and Warped Tour guys say, then they can just have it. I don't know. I don't want it back anymore.
Which we did just spend like 45 minutes talking about the bullshit that they spread.
I was hoping you were going to call me out
contributing
to
the conversation.
I was hoping you were going to let that fucking slide by. I realized fucking foot in mouth as I said it.
Kind of what you were saying, like there's so much local music out there that, and like Warped Tour was a way that like smaller bands could play like that one shitty stage like right as you walk in that like would just have it was poorly set up, like there wasn't a full sound crew, but like the local bands would
the sound
play.
Guy is like you not awake yet the sound guy is like it. Like he's just still asleep in the bus.
Exactly.
he's not out yet.
You can go see those bands play a bar in your hometown. You can go see like there are so many small really really good bands that put a lot of work and a lot of effort into doing what they do and doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And I don't want to super like talk up the DIY scene, because I do think it's really cool that with advances in technology and all that, that like we were able to record an EP in a bedroom.
Yeah,
like that's really fucking cool.
I think it's extremely sick, and I think it's totally worth mentioning. I don't think you're fucking up by mentioning it. I think it rules. I think it's making music a lot better.
But and so many bands can have a voice, and it doesn't have to come through a nationwide tour. It can be go see a band play at a bar, or there's local bands around here that have house venues or that will play shows in a basement, and you just see advertised on like Facebook and Twitter and shit.
DM
like,
for address. Like, that's if you see a post around that says DM for address, fucking go to that show. Make every effort you can to go to that show.
Have a great I've never had more fun than I have like small bars or shows. Like,
are you gonna come up and see that show with me in December at fucking Summit Shack? Are you gonna go see that with me? The Gami and Equipment. The Equipment EP release. Fucking – all right. Let's finish this up and get into some plugs. Right now I've been listening to a lot of the Equipment, a band from Ohio, just put out a very, very good EP called Madrigal. It's really, really good. I highly encourage you to go listen to it. I also highly encourage you to go see the EP release show. They're doing a show at the Summit Shack up in Bowling Green. I think it's December 21st, I want to say. Insane lineup. Insane EP they just dropped. Very, very good. Highly recommend you check it out. Robin, do you have anything you want to... Do you want to plug your shit first, or are you looking at your phone because you're looking for them right now? Is that what you're doing?
I'm looking at my phone to see if there's any other like new music that I want to shout out.
Okay. Well, I'll do the plugs real quick. If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter, you definitely can. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the social media is up and running. The problem – okay, I'm going to show – okay, this is going to not be – I don't love this part of saying this.
Are you going
to
show your ass real
quick? I'm going to show my ass a little bit in the recording here. I've realized I say that a lot. I feel like I say show my ass a decent amount when I just say I'm embarrassing myself. When I made that,
it's because you listen to a certain podcast.
I don't want to fucking stop doing. Don't talk about other podcasts on here. Fucking. I made the Twitter. Your band is garbage is the name of the podcast, and there was no good way to like fit that into 15 characters, which is the Twitter limit. So I made it YBIG podcast. Your band is garbage podcast. It's at YBIG podcast. I also don't. It's also YBIGpodcast@gmail.com if you want to write into the show. I don't love that being the social media. I am open to new username ideas. If someone by chance, if you have a better username for our Twitter, or if you have a better email for us, fucking write into the show. YBIGpodcast@gmail.com. Write in and tell us. Follow us on Twitter. YBIGpodcast.
If you want to talk about Warped Tour or anything that we've talked about today, please write in. We'd be happy to hear from anybody. DM us on Twitter.
I'd like to hear. I would be happy to hear from most people. I would not be happy to hear from some people. There are a few people that I don't want to write in.
Dick pics in our DMs, and that's it.
That's fine. I think I put it open DM. So I think you can DM the show on Twitter if you want. If you want to talk to us.
Cool, send us your dick pics.
And I just now have noticed that you wrote Jacob has a small peen in the Google Drive as well. So... I just know. How long has that been in there?
So it was there before we started talking. All right,
listen to the podcast. Thank you for listening to episode one. Like I said, I think we're going to try to get other people on here as well. So hopefully it won't be so boring and weird. Anything else? Do you have any closing words? Oh, you get to plug your shit. Yeah, sorry.
Quick plug. I play bass and I sing a bit in a band called The Last Safe Place. We have some shit dropping before the end of the year, hopefully. We've finished up recording. It's just mixing and mastering at this point. So keep your eyes peeled for that. We do have one song out right now. It's called Puzzled. It's on all major platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Bandcamp.
Tidal?
Check us out.
Are you
on
Tidal?
Twitter at...
Can you get your music on Tidal?
We're not on Tidal.
Okay.
Well, I will do my best. Follow us on Twitter at TLSP Band. We also have a Facebook, Bandcamp, bunch of other stuff. And you can follow me specifically if you like the sound of my voice or my shitty content, at Rabeen, that's Rahbenn, on Twitter. I try to shit post as much as possible. But if you want the highest quality shit posts, make sure you check out the band Twitter. Again, that's at TLSP band.
Yeah, perfect. All right, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I don't know if there's going to be intro or outro music yet. I haven't decided, so there may be a song playing right now if there is. If there is a song playing, hopefully my voice is fading out.
You could outro with Puzzled.
Do I have permission live on air?
You have my permission to outro with a clip from one of our songs.
So we'll outro the show listening to the debut single from The Last Safe Place, Puzzled. Thanks for listening to the show. Goodbye, everybody.
See you.
It's a program, not a show. Bye.